Nerdy Legion. Once again, I am Dustin, and these are your Comic Talk headlines for April 16th, 2019. Starting in TV headlines, we've got HBO updates, and HBO just released in a press release that Westworld, Insecure, and Curb Your Enthusiasm, three of their bigger profile shows, will be returning in 2020, partially due to Game of Thrones being on right now, but also partially due to the fact that we're in the golden age of television right now, which means they're trying to take their time to give us the best possible version of these shows that we can get. So it hopefully this delay will equate into something bigger. Also, just a random update for Game of Thrones, speaking of, episode 1 for season 8 broke some records. There were almost 18 million viewers on the initial airing. That is including people who record it on their DVRs, but not including the people who have yet to stream it through HBO Go and HBO Now. So those numbers are only going to go up, which is pretty awesome. Next, we have a quick update from the American Horror Story series. This is just a quick one about the title. Ryan Murphy, just this last week, let us know that the official title or theme, however you want to think of it, for American Horror Story is going to be 1984. Now, that could mean a number of things, though it seems that it's going to be a throwback version of the series, in that it's going to be more of a slasher style based solely on the trailer that was released as well. You can go check out the trailer on YouTube, but it also potentially could have something to do with George Orwell's version of 1984. That seems to be much less likely, but still an interesting possibility for the series. Next, we're talking Disney Plus, and in their regularly scheduled Investors Day, Bob Iger gave us some confirmations. There's a whole list. You can find the link down in the description, so go check that out. But there's some very interesting things off the list. First of all, we got confirmations of all of the most of the rumors that we've been talking about, in that Loki is now officially confirmed, Scarlet Witch and Vision is now officially confirmed, Falcon and Winter Soldier is now also officially confirmed. So a lot of those that we've been talking about got confirmed in this announcement. Also, very interestingly, we learned that The Simpsons and a very select few of the other Fox properties are going to be finding their way onto the Disney Plus app as well. So apparently not all of the Fox stuff will be ending up on Hulu. We also got an update on the official pricing for Disney Plus. It is going to be $6.99 for the monthly version, or $69 for the entire year. And we got another announcement in this investors meeting of the official release date for The Mandalorian. November 12th will be the first episode of the Jon Favreau series. So some of the new set pictures that have been released look really, really promising. So definitely cannot wait for this one. Next is another follow-up to The Titans Season 2. We talked about the Batman issue previous episodes. Well, it seems that the Batman embargo has lifted, at least slightly, because they have officially cast a Batman. Ian Glenn, aka Jorah Mormont from Game of Thrones, speaking of Game of Thrones, he has been cast as Batman for Titans Season 2. I could not find an episode count for how many episodes he was going to be appearing in, so we don't know if he is going to be a season regular or if he's just going to have a couple of guest spots in some episodes. Either way, he's been cast, which changes the dynamic of that show. And then a fun one to close out television for this episode is Archer. FXX just announced that season 10 will premiere May 29th at 10 p.m. Eastern time. All right, let's switch gears over to movies. There's a big one. We're saving the real big one to the end because you probably already know that. But kicking off movies, we have the official announcement for Black Adam from The Rock himself via his Instagram page. He announced that next year is when they will officially go into primary photography for Black Adam amidst all of his praise for the success of the Shazam movie. Then an interesting Saturday morning cartoon update in the movies section is Mighty Mouse. Mighty Mouse, for those that don't know, is a cartoon from the 80s and 90s that I grew up watching, is getting the live action treatment. Kind of. Paramount Pictures is apparently working on a live action and animated version, so it's going to be a hybrid of the two for Mighty Mouse, with similar announcements for other childhood properties from the 80s and 90s recently. One can only hope that this one will look much, much better than Sonic. Next, we are talking about the potential train wreck, but also potentially awesome Space Jam 2. Aside from the pushback in production because LeBron James is having issues finding other NBA stars who want to do the movie, apparently there are also licensing issues. Nike just is not being as cooperative as they once were back in the day. But it's not all gloom and doom. THR is reporting that they have brought in Ryan Coogler to do another version of the script, so that could be very, very good. Next up, we have an update for the Birds of Prey movie, and I'm not going to say the long, ridiculous title, but it has officially wrapped on primary photography, according to Margot Robbie's Instagram account, and subsequently through the official Instagram account for the movie. And then I saved the biggest one for last. There has been a leak for Avengers Endgame. This leak does confirm some of the existing theories that are floating around the internet. I am not going to go into details. I am not here to spoil the movie for you. There is a link through which you can find those spoilers should you choose to do so. Though, judging by the reaction of the rest of the internet, it does not seem that many of the Marvel fans are spoiling the movie. Well, and it's not even a full movie spoiler, it's just spoilers in very potentially the first half of the movie. There's still no confirmation of how the movie ends. So if that's the only thing you don't want spoiled for you, then feel free to peruse through what has leaked. And what leaked is actually approximately 20 minutes worth of footage that was given to South Asian cinemas to show to investors in order to get them to put it into their theaters. So somebody's getting in trouble. That's it for this episode, nerds. For more in-depth conversation on all that matters in comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk Today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. To go deeper into these topics, plus more nerdy bits like Comic-Con coverage and such, then you can join me on my personal channel, Generally Nerdy, on YouTube. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.